This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Iraq's parliament approved the resignation of the embattled cabinet and prime minister on Sunday. This after 2 months of violent unrest that have left more than 420 people dead and thousands mourning them in nationwide marches. London Mayor Sadiq Khan says Friday's stabbing, which resulted in two deaths before the attacker was killed by police, could have been worse. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
Mayor of London Sadiq Khan praised emergency workers in the aftermath of Friday's stabbing attack at London Bridge, saying the incident could have been far, far worse had it not been for their swift operation while visiting the city's ambulance service on Saturday.
And when the operation was called, place it became a major incident, you had teams there very quickly, a control room set up, because it could have been far, far worse. And it gives me confidence that we're doing all that we can to keep our city safe.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said sentencing rules need to be toughened up in light of the incident, after it was revealed that attacker Usman Khan had previously been convicted of terrorism offences but freed early from jail.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Albania's prime minister is calling on the international community for financial aid and expert assistance to help the country recover from last week's 6.4 magnitude earthquake that killed 51 persons and left thousands homeless. Thousands took to the Hong Kong streets on Sunday in a new wave of pro-democracy protests. Police fired tear gas after some demonstrators hurled bricks and smoke bombs, breaking a pause in violence that has persisted during the six-month-long movement. Protesters sought to keep the pressure on city leader Carrie Lam after the recent win by the pro-democracy camp in district council elections. This is VOA News.